Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin, Texas.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Let's Get Dressed. It's your host, Liv Perez. I hope you're all having a great start to your week. Happy Monday. I am back in Los Angeles. I'm here for a little while. I feel like I've been traveling a ton in the past few months, so I'm very excited to have some time at home, be in my routine, walk my dog, eat healthy, get some sleep, all the things. But I will say that traveling for me is so integral to what I do because of the fact that I get so much inspiration while I'm away. Case in point, the amount of inspiration that I came back with from being in Paris for a week. Whether it was going to shows or even just walking the streets and seeing how people dressed, I could have sat in the street and just watched people for hours and taken notes. The Parisians, they really do it right. There's a reason why it is the fashion capital of the world. Last week, I posted something on my Instagram covering all of these incredible styling moments that I had seen while I was in Paris that I cannot wait to implement in my own closet now that I'm back home. They're all things that I haven't really seen before, which honestly feels even more exciting. So we're going to be going through those moments today because what I loved most about them, obviously they were creative, unique, cool, but most of them were things that I already had in my closet or could so easily implement. It wasn't like this crazy trend where I had to go out and buy this expensive thing just to be able to make it work or look the way that they wanted it to. These are things as easy as using a pair of tights that you already have in your closet or maybe pulling out those gloves that you haven't worn in a while. A lot of these things are things that we already have. Love when that happens. As I mentioned earlier, if you are looking for a visual aid for this, because a lot of you often ask, something I'm working on, guys, you can go on my Instagram and follow along as I'm talking about these styling moments so you can see exactly what I'm talking about. And make sure you hit save on that post so you have it for all of your future fashion inspiration. Really quick announcement, speaking of visual aids, in case you guys missed it on my Instagram last week, we have finally launched a YouTube. So for all of you, the hundreds of you who have been asking me for a long time, where can I watch this episode? It's finally here. You can go onto YouTube. My username is @LivPerez with two V's, just like my Instagram. And the visual component of Meredith Duxbury's episode is up. The video for Lauren Bostick's episode is up. So there is a lot to catch up on if you are someone who likes to watch and listen on YouTube. Very exciting. That's been on my bucket list for a really long time to get done for you guys. So excited that that's out there in the world. And also, if there's anything else you guys want me to do on YouTube, please let me know. It's a new platform for me, so I'm open to any and all of your feedback on what you want to be seeing there. Okay, let's dive into these styling moments. Grab a pen because there's so much to cover. The first is from the Stella McCartney show. The look that we're talking about today is a look that went down the runway. It was a khaki trench coat with a matching pair of trousers. Both of these pieces, by the way, immaculately tailored. The trousers hit right at the hips, a little bit slouchy, but still perfectly tailored, which in my opinion is the perfect pant. The model wasn't wearing anything underneath the trench, so she was bare, and the trench was kind of lying flat on her chest as to not expose her, but very sexy, but tailored, refined, still felt elevated and chic. I loved this look. The thing that caught my attention the most was that the trousers were hitting at the hips, and underneath, layered under the trousers, was a pair of tights that hit at the model's waist. So it was this double-layered moment where you were seeing the top of the tights and the trousers kind of slouching beneath it. I loved this for like an evening look if you're going out with friends and you want to wear maybe your favorite suit, but you want to sex it up a little bit. Like for me, I'm someone who loves to wear a power suit. I feel like I have a suit in every color. It makes me feel so good. But sometimes I want to wear it when I'm going out with my girlfriends and I'm like, you know, this isn't the vibe, but I feel really good in it. And this is a great way to add a little oomph. Throw on a pair of tights underneath and let it layer underneath the pants and just kind of show that like really delicate, you know, part of the hosiery up at the top by your belly button. Loved it. Also, I feel like if you're someone who doesn't want to wear something that feels formal like a suit, try it with a pair of jeans. I could really see that being very cool. Like a baggy pair of boyfriend jeans, low rises are really in right now. I feel like everyone's wearing them and it's a great opportunity to throw tights underneath. If you guys follow Morgan Stewart, I love her style. I often see her wear black suit pants with a pair of tights underneath and you can see the tights around her feet. It's something that I'm seeing a lot of lately. So I know we're going into summer, but with those last few months of winter here, find cool ways to integrate your tights into your looks because I feel like this is a really fun styling element for those of you who might be in colder elements and want that double layer moment. Really hot, and I feel like one of those simple things that you can easily just throw into your wardrobe to make that outfit just a little bit different. Okay, next one. Heaviest hitter for sure. This one is going to be the it accessory of fall and winter this coming year, and that is the T-length glove. I saw a glove all over Paris Fashion Week. It was at the Chanel show. It was at the Louis Vuitton show. It was at the Valentino show. It was at the Miu Miu show. And all of them wore this incredible like Bridgerton style T-length glove. And what I loved too was that they weren't just in all black leather. Chanel showed this really romantic kind of cloud blue T-length glove that was paired with a gray dress with sleeves that also went up to the elbow. So where the dress stopped, the glove started, which I personally loved. Gloves were like the it item. They were everywhere. And to contrast, while Chanel took a really kind of romantic, demure take to the glove, Miu Miu took a way louder approach. Their gloves were very oversized, again, up to the elbow as well, so T-length. The material was croc. The fingers were a bit oversized. They just felt like big gloves, but they made every look for me. Personally, I love a glove. Like, as someone who lives in California, they're not something I can often put on, but they make an outfit so sophisticated and kind of otherworldly. I'm planning outfits for my wedding right now, and I'm like, one of the looks has to have a glove. Like, it just has to. It feels so delicate and romantic. And I loved seeing all the different brands iterate their glove. Louis Vuitton had like a furry mitten glove with these beautiful like chain mail dresses. So if you do not have a T-length glove, head up Amazon, get yourself a classic black pair of leather T-length gloves. I promise you, they will come in handy this coming fall, winter. You will definitely want to be styling them. I could see them underneath the coat, or if you're brave, do it with a really cool dress. This is something I love to see. So cool. Okay, the next one had my fiance a little stumbled. I showed him this picture and he was like, wait, no, like that's wrong. Like they just messed it up. Like they just forgot to do this one thing. And I was like, no, like this is how they wanted to style it. And I loved it. It was at Victoria Beckham, and it was about halfway through the show. She had these beautiful kind of crepe dresses going down the runway, kind of similar to what she's been showing recently, a lot of like rouging and beautiful colors. And as one of the models turned around to walk out of the runway, you could see that the entire back of her dress had been intentionally, quote unquote, left unzipped. So it was zipped up to her waist, and the rest of it was left kind of draping open. I zoomed in and I can see like a hook and eye at the top of the dress where you can close it. But personally, whether this was like intentional or not, I loved that they left it open. I thought it was so cool, so different. It's definitely something that I feel like I would play around with in the summer. And she had her hair in a ponytail, which I loved. So you could see her shoulder blades and her back open in such a romantic way. This look feels really nailed because of the fabric. I wouldn't say do this with like a thick crepe material. This kind of looks like a thick chiffon almost like a silk material, which is why it's allowing the back to drape so nicely, even though it's left unbuttoned. Word to the wise, if you are someone who wants to try this kind of undone moment, definitely pay attention to your material and the way that it's going to drape. That's going to play a big role into nailing it or not. If it's a thick crepe, it's just kind of like a windshield, like fall open, whereas this silk material kind of falls like a curtain down her back. So beautiful. Again, I have no idea if this is intentional or not, but it's definitely something I'm going to be trying myself because I loved how undone it was. It felt very French, cool, relaxed, easy breezy, but sophisticated at the same time. So let's all leave that like top notch undone this summer and see how it lands. I love it. Okay, the next look, and this show threw everybody into a frenzy, was from Chloe. For those of you who don't know, Chloe brought in a new designer, Ximena Kamali, who previously worked at Chloe 4 years ago. She worked under Claire Wade Keller, who is widely known for making Chloe the like boho chic go-to brand. When she left Chloe, she went to Saint Laurent and has been there for the past 3 years and has now been brought back as the new creative director of Chloe. People were so excited about the show because it really felt like it brought back the bones of Chloe that haven't really been present in the past few years. And she really brought back the boho chic in full force for the show. Everyone loved it. It feels like Chloe's back, and I'm so excited to see this collection out in the wild soon. There was one look that I think drew the most attention from everybody, this incredible chiffon dress that was tucked into a knee-high boot. I think chiffon has to be my favorite material. It's so romantic and like can sometimes be sheer and see-through, and the way that it moves on a woman's body, ugh, I could go on and on and on about how much I love chiffon. Again, it's my favorite fabric. All of my favorite dresses in my closet are chiffon because the way that just, it makes me feel. It makes me feel so beautiful and feminine. And I loved this moment where she tucked it into the front of the boot and the rest of the dress kind of draped behind. It felt like a really, to me, looking at this, it felt like her attempt at bringing this like boho chic look to the metropolitan consumer. So for example, if you are someone who lives in like a big city and isn't someone who could see themselves wearing a chiffon dress, for example, this is a really great way to merchandise it for someone who, say, lives in New York City. I could throw on the chiffon dress, tuck it into my knee-high boot, throw it on with like a complimentary leather jacket and feel like I'm still city enough, but I'm getting to wear Chloe at the same time. So again, this felt like a great way for her to merchandise the chiffon dress for maybe a wider audience. I can't wait to try something like this. And I feel like I might want to try it with a skirt first. Like, I feel like I could nail this with a really like loose chiffon skirt that I have in the summer with maybe a tank top and tuck it into the boot in the front and see how it goes. You definitely need a lot of fabric to accomplish this so that you have that draping in the back as well. So just a little pro tip if you are someone who's going to try. Also, chiffon is super delicate, so make sure when you're tucking it in and walking around that you don't rip it, because that would really suck. But very excited to try this. I think we're going to be seeing the impacts of this show and this collection for a really long time, because this was a styling moment that I haven't seen before, but was immediately all over my TikTok. So stay tuned. This is not the last you'll be seeing of the chiffon dress tucked into the knee-high boot. Okay, the next moment, and this is something that you will have to go buy if you want to try it, not something we have in our closet, but this one caused a lot of comments to happen on my Instagram. People were loving it, and it was from Dior. It was a hand bracelet. I don't even know how to describe this. You might have to go on my Instagram and check it out so we can talk about it. But it looks like it's a bracelet that starts at the palm of your hand and wraps around. So you basically, it looks like a hand cuff, actually. Maybe that's a little bit of a better visual way to talk about it. You would basically put it at the palm of your hand and let it like wrap around to the top of your hand and through your fingers. It was gold and had like little balls at the end of each point. So there were three that hit in between your fingers and one around the top of your hand. I have not seen something like this before. And it was something, I was actually at the show, it was something that I immediately noticed when it was going down the red carpet because it was such a beautiful kind of shimmery accessory that I feel like this feels very sophisticated, very chic. Of course, it's Dior. So of course, it has to be those two things. But I loved this kind of hand jewelry moment. Not a ring, not a bracelet, but it looks like a hug for your hand. And I love that. I need to try it. And it was paired with this embellished skirt and top look. And it really just made it for me. It was like one of those accessories that just tied the whole look together and made it feel super young and cool. So I'm ready for the hand bracelet. The handcuff, whatever we want to call it. I loved it. I'm here for it. Can't wait to see it out in the world later this year. And don't be surprised if you start seeing jewelry brands try to emulate something similar because it is such a cool piece. I will say, I don't know how you type on your phone with that thing because you can't really bend your hand. It's definitely one of those things that you just, it's just for show. It's not for practicality. You know what I mean? Like we don't need to be practical. It's not for practicality. Okay, moving on. Let's go back to Louis Vuitton. We were talking about them a little bit earlier with the gloves, but there was another styling moment in the show that I thought was really cool as someone who loves and lives for a shoulder pad. If you listened to last week's episode, you heard Lauren Bostick say that you cannot sleep on a shoulder pad. Shoulder pads are the best. They elongate your body. They make you look tall. I have so many friends who are shorter than me. So maybe they're like 5'4", 5'3". And they say, oh, I can't wear a shoulder pad. It makes me look so weird. I can't carry it. Absolutely wrong. Like completely wrong. A shoulder pad makes you look taller. It gives you an incredible structure, gives you incredible height. and it can really change an outfit. You can go from like jeans and a tee and a relaxed blazer to something that feels sophisticated and high fashion with just a shoulder pad. So don't sleep on those. Try investing in items that have the shoulder pad. And if you want a shoulder pad, just go on Amazon. They have so many different inserts that you can throw into your blazers. Trust me, guys. It's become one of my secret weapons for that little boost of confidence. Okay, going back. Louis Vuitton had an iteration on the shoulder pad that I thought was so cool. And it looked like an exposed shoulder pad. Case in point, this beautiful navy dress that was belted with a V-neck dress, very low V, beautiful gold belt at the center, and these shoulder pads that were on the outside of the dress. They were navy, not white like the usual ones, but they were basically, it looked like, I'm just going to say it, it looked like a turtle shell on your shoulder, a navy one, obviously that matched with the dress. But I just thought this was a really cool take on the shoulder pad. And I put this one in our little roundup as a reminder to not be afraid of the shoulder pad, to lean into them a little bit more, have fun with them. And for those of you who are shoulder pad pros, this is something you should all keep your eye on because I feel like this is a different way to play with that height. I love the way that it brings shape into the dress. I love that like my eye kind of immediately goes there because there is that point of difference. It's not built into the dress. It made this dress a completely different thing to me than it would be if the shoulder pad was just on the inside. There's like a different dimension going on here. So loving this moment, saw it a lot through the collection. It wasn't just this one look. This was a motif that they had throughout the show. So again, learn to love the shoulder pad. They are your friends, guys. Next look from Miu Miu. If there was any show that I think all of you should pull up on your phone right now to look at for styling inspiration, it's Miu Miu. I swear I could have probably added like four more looks to this slideshow from Miu Miu that brought up something really cool in styling that I felt was different and innovative, but I kept it to just two to make it fair to everybody. But the styling on this show was just A plus. The use of accessories, the use of proportions. I really felt inspired by the accessories in this show. To me, the accessories grounded the show. It's what brought it to life. It's like where my eye was going. Sure, the looks were amazing, but the accessories really drove it home for me. So go check that out if you haven't seen it yet. Get a little inspiration. As you guys know, Miu Miu is the number one brand in the world. So you're going to see it around a lot. I really encourage you to familiarize yourself with the entire collection. But there were dresses in the collection that I know caught everyone's attention. They were all over my TikTok and widely talked about right after the show. And they were actually shown with, again, the T-length gloves. But there were these incredible knee-length dresses that had a really low scoop neck. And the straps were a thick strap, and they actually landed like through the middle of the shoulder. They weren't like kind of where they usually are, a little bit more of like a U-shaped neckline. I call this one the dramatic scoop neck because it truly feels like a giant U around the chest. Because honestly, if you look at it from afar, it's just like a giant U. I like loved this shape so much and feel like it's something that fashion has avoided for a little while. Like I haven't seen this like scoop neck tank style cut often. I feel like we see a lot of V-neck, we see a lot of high neck turtleneck, but the scoop neck I think gets really tossed aside. I think because it's really widely associated with athleisure. Like I wear my tank top all the time to my workout, or it's just like, that scoop kind of neck is for me, a lot of the shapes of my sports bras. So it's not something that I immediately want to put on every day with my clothes. Also for my specific body, it's not the most flattering for me. It's definitely not my go-to, but seeing it on this runway made me be like, wow, why are we not leaning into this absolutely gorgeous shape? It really like leaves the chest open. I like love a clavicle moment and feel like that's all there in this. And really think that we should be on the hunt more for more of like this like scooped U-neck dress. I loved this. Came in like a beautiful black. It came in this like beautiful dark blue. Definitely a different neckline that I think took everyone's breath away because it's not something we see often. So if you are someone who loves that kind of scoop tank neck, something that you can look forward to is that it's definitely back. I feel like we're going to be seeing a lot more of it. Miu Miu is usually the most duped brand, so expect to see it in so many different places. Also, I loved the placement of the strap. It was like mid-shoulder, almost kind of feels like it's going to fall off her shoulders, like in order to kind of achieve this like deep U. And I really love that. I feel like I've been seeing a lot of cap sleeve dresses recently. Those are the ones that kind of cap right at your shoulders. And so this feels like kind of the next level up of that. And it's very sophisticated for something that does show a lot of cleavage, depending on your size and the way that you fit into this dress. It's very, very sophisticated, Audrey Hepburn-esque. Loved it. Audrey Hepburn in theory, but when you see this on the Mimi runway, you're going to be like, what? Because it's shown with like giant oversized black glasses and basically gloves that look like kitchen gloves all the way up to the elbows. So a lot of different ways to style this, but I would probably wear it with like a little heel and a pearl necklace, a la Audrey Hepburn. Going to share another one from Miu Miu while we're on the subject and we're talking about Audrey Hepburn. The pearl necklace, I feel like I'm seeing a lot of in fashion again. Not to say that the pearl necklace ever goes out of style, but I think the way that I'm seeing it lately is really fun and different. It's not like classy, sophisticated. Miu Miu showed it kind of like messy, layered, where a lot of the models were walking down the runway in a coat that had a collared shirt underneath it, and the collar was like all messed up. And then the pearl necklace was just like poking its way out of the chaos of the layering moment. I loved it because this just felt super realistic to me. Like, there are so many times where I'm on the go and I'm wearing a like button down under a jacket and it's all over the place and it's like not perfect. And I loved that they emulated that on the runway because it just felt really real. Like, this felt merchandised really well, and this felt really sellable to me just through that like one little change. So if you have pearls in your closet, bring them out. I definitely would say with summer coming, we're going to be seeing a lot of pearl necklaces. Pearls for me around the summer are like where it's at. I love to bring out like a pearl necklace, a pearl earring. It brings a lot of light to the face and just makes me feel really summery. So seeing them go down the runway, not in this like refined, beautiful, glamorous way, but in this way of like, guys, let's like walk to lunch. I'm throwing on a t-shirt, throwing on my pearls and a coat. Let's go. Felt super relatable and something I think that the fashion community is going to eat up. And I think what I loved, again, little note about the pearls, if you are looking to emulate, they were big. Like, they weren't these like dainty little pearls. This was like your classic vintage pearl necklace. I really hope Miu Miu sells these because it would be an instant hit. But again, so many great places to find. I would look on Etsy. I feel like this could be a really good Etsy find. Okay, last but not least, of course, I couldn't not bring up a moment from the Loewe show. Loewe to me is always kind of that pioneer of really interesting concepts in fashion. And whether that was like the pixelated t-shirts or, you know, the eggs and roses on the heels, like there's always something cool and different that really sets the tone for the year ahead in fashion. Loewe is the place I go to look for that. So this season, while it might have not been something that is quite as gimmicky that caught my eye, I really loved those bright color dresses that kind of look like a silk, maybe. Actually, they might be like a jersey. They look really stretchy with these exposed hips and a giant belt buckle at the belly button. And like the remaining flap of the belt was just like kind of going down the waistline. I feel like we've been seeing big belts for a really long time now. And this kind of just solidifies it for me. Like, we saw them at Michael Kors when they were doing the big skirts, when they were doing the skirts and the big belts. I feel like Beyonce's having this moment with her country era. I think big belt buckles, big belt styles are going to be in fashion all year long. And while this Loewe moment isn't like a detachable belt, like it's actually part of the dress, I think the motif still rings really true with really great moments that we can style. I feel like a dress and a big belt that like cinched you in feels very like Gossip Girl era. Like, I can't tell you the last time I did that. Like, wore a dress with a belt around my waist that like gave the shape. It just felt very like of that time, like 2010, 2012. And I haven't done it in a really long time. But I feel like because of this giant belt moment, like, will I maybe get like an easy breezy maxi dress for the beach and throw on like a giant belt over it with like my beach bag and sandals? I think so, because this dress really inspired me to do that. And this belt buckle is huge, guys. Like, don't be shy. Like, try the giant oversized belt, because I feel like that's what's feeling on trend for this. I also feel like I've been seeing this with like skirts where like the belt is like really dropped down to the hip bone and like the skirt might be up to the waist. It's funny, you know, we're ending on the note of kind of that layered belt moment and started on the note of the tights with the pants moment. it feels like there is like a renaissance happening from like the hip to waist area. Like that whole area of real estate is getting a major upgrade and is being used for really fun fashion moments, whether it's, you know, layering of a tight in a pant or a giant belt moment. There's just a lot going on. There's just a lot of real estate there to be able to do something fun with fashion. And while I haven't done a belt with a dress in a long time, I feel like this might be my foray back. I don't think I will do a short dress with a belt. That feels too Blair and Serena for me, but like a long dress with a belt moment could feel very Chloe-esque, could feel very kind of boho chic renaissance moment. And this The Way We Look actually kind of alluded to that a little bit. So don't be surprised if we see way more boho chic moments coming up as a result. Okay, guys, those are my nine. Super fun. Loved seeing these IRL in fashion and on the runways. And I'm so excited to be able to do them at home. There are so many, again, that you can do in your closet right now. Maybe you have a big belt you haven't put on in a really long time. Maybe you have a pair of your mother's pearls that you have been not paying attention to. Maybe you have a pair of tights that you want to throw on under a pair of pants, or you just want to leave the back of your dress unbuttoned and let it drape in a really sexy, romantic way. Who knows? Whatever it is, I'm super excited to see these trends in the real world. I can't wait to try them myself. Can't wait to see you guys try them. If you do, please send me a picture because I want all the inspiration. And I really just want to see how these land IRL and off the runway. I hope you guys loved today's episode. This was so much fun. I love being able to see these shows and be able to give you guys some tangible takeaways to implement into your everyday lives. If you haven't followed the show yet, please shoot us a follow on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And if you have a moment right now, if you don't mind going on Apple Podcasts and leaving the show a review, it would mean the world to me. It really helps the show grow and puts us on the map, gets us new listeners, and helps this community thrive. So go leave us a review. And as I mentioned, if you want to watch on YouTube, the YouTube is now up and running at Liv Perez with two V's. I hope you guys enjoy it. Have an incredible rest of the week, everyone. I'll see you next week for another episode.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.